Call the Personnel Committee meeting to order. We have one item on our agenda today, and can I get a motion to put Proposed Ordinance 2204 on the table for discussion?
So moved.
Got a motion over here.
Second.
And a second over there.
Who made the motion?
Pickett.
Okay.
Can you speak up a little through the mask on the microphone, please?
Ms. Coons, would you like to present, to discuss the ordinance?
Sure. Like I said in the email,
Sherry, would you use that microphone, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is it on? Yeah.
Hey.
I am wanting to add a full-time position to help collect more taxes, and delinquent taxes specifically. I have a part-time girl that has been working in my office since August of 2020, and she has proven to be an asset in collecting delinquent taxes. She has been researching and finding delinquent taxpayers' personal property through the internet and different search engines, and has emailed and called and mailed them delinquent notices, and has collected over 125,000 and over 800 parcels in doing that. And she started that about December of 20, and we've gone through 2017 and 18 and 19 personal properties so far. I would like to continue using her to do that, and to also eventually do debt set off through state income tax garnishment. I believe that we could collect a lot of our delinquent mobile homes if we just put in the time and the research to do such. She does work 29 hours a week right now currently as a part-time help, but it's not enough to put in the hours to do the debt set off for the income tax garnishment on mobile homes. And it will pay for her salary. I mean, she's proven that in what she's collected so far on delinquencies.
Okay. Any questions from the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. If I understood correctly, this will come out of the collector's automation fund?
The automation fund, okay. Yes. So it won't cost the county any money or the taxpayers any additional money. It's money that I've already got in the fund that isn't being spent. And it can only be spent for the collector's office. That money can't be turned back to county general like some of the other automation funds and some of the other offices.
Thank you.
Sherry, this year, didn't you implement online pay as an option, or has it?
We've had online payment, but I've improved the process to where it is an immediate thing, to where it's in real time. So when you pay online, you can see the payment right then in the office, and it unblocks them for car renewal.
Okay. Did you have, because of that improvement, were you able to see, were there more people that used online pay this year?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
We never had long lines as far as people coming in the office and paying like we usually do. And with COVID, a lot more people are paying online.
Okay. Just curious, have you done any calculations on how many man hours it saved doing this online pay and not having folks actually coming in and doing that? That might free up your people to do other things.
My employees are always working. I mean, if they're caught up on the mail, they're working on other things. That each one of my employees has five or six different jobs that they do. We have redeemed from state reports. We have DAVs that we follow up on and do exceptions on. We have the DF&A report that we have to go through and follow up on. It's a continuous thing of multiple jobs, not just collecting taxes.
Right. Okay. Very good. That's all I got. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee?
Well, this, if it does pass, would this go to Budget and Finance? Or
sounds like a good question for our phone a friend, Councilor Murphy. Is he here with us?
Anything dealing with money has to go to Budget and Finance. Okay. That's why this is first, and then it'll be heard in Budget and Finance.
Thank you, Mark.
Councilor, I heard you chime in. Is that per your understanding as well? This goes to Budget and Finance if it advances?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Call for the vote.
Could you use the microphone,
let me
entertain.
Let me get a...
Can't hear.
We'll hold comments from the public.
When we can't hear, we need people to use the microphones, please.
Point of order, please, folks. We're trying to conduct their business.
We need to be able to hear.
I think it'd be appropriate for a motion to advance this to public, to Budget and Finance.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. Motion and a second. All those in favor of advancing 2204 to Budget and Finance indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? 2204 does advance. No other business before the committee. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're adjourned.
Second.